Welcome to This Is His Story podcast. Ministries and God's stories you need to know.
So we are at the world's largest family, and I am sitting with a very special person. And so would you tell me your name and your title here at Mulley Children's Family?
My name is Pastor Marcy Nzuki, and I am a chaplain in MCF. I guide the children in the spiritual matters, guidance and counseling, and also preach the word of God, among many, many other things that I do.
I'm sure you wear a lot of hats, and we're going to talk about it. So I need to let our listeners know, I went to a chapel last night and saw you speak in front of the kids.
Yes.
And we had a special group come in, and you just did it. You controlled the room so well with, hundreds of kids.
Thank you. All
listened to every word you said.
Thank you.
And then as we were teaching them, you morphed some of our teaching in with your teaching. And I thought, this lady is super talented.
I praise God for that.
Yes. And so tell me a little bit about your background. Like, what did you go to school to do? How did you end up at Mulley Children's Family?
Okay. I grew up in a family of a Christian family. Both my parents were Christians, but after some time, my dad passed on, and we were left with my mom. But she struggled a lot to take me to school, to the high school. But through God's grace, I got a kind of a scholarship to join Moffat Bible College.
Mm-hmm.
And from when I was a young girl, from 12 years old, I really wanted to serve God. I wanted to be a theologian. I wanted to understand the word of God. And after my Form 4, I decided that I'm going to join Moffat Bible College in Kenya. And so I went there. In my first semester, I did so well. I got a GPA of 3.7.
Wow.
And so that gave me a full scholarship for the 4 years that I spent time there. Then one day, Daddy Muri was invited to come to our school during our graduation in Moffat. So through God's grace, I met him that day. And he offered me a job in MCF. So Immediately after my graduation, I joined MCF.
What a blessing.
Yeah, I thank God for that.
Wow.
And so by then I was not married, but I was engaged to my husband, who is Pastor Justus, and he's working in a nearby school called Dr. Mulley Children's Secondary School.
Yep, kept it in the family.
Yeah, exactly. So I came in MCF in the year 2012. And in the year 2013, I got married.
Okay.
I got my first child in 2014, still in MCF.
Wow.
I got my second child in 2018, still in MCF. I am still in MCF, and I'm happy to be part of this big family.
Wow, it's amazing. So tell me about your roles that you've had along the way. When he hired you, what role did you have? And then when did you become in the position you're in now?
Okay, I came and I was given to work under a certain pastor. By then, he was working here, but now he's in the Yata MCF. So I was working under him. And so my role was to plan the devotions, the evening devotions. As you're going to stay here, you're going to see that we have so many activities. Every day we have a different activity. So I was organizing them, fellowships with the co-workers, devotions with the children every day, and also teaching in high school. So by then I was teaching the grade 11 and grade 12 students. But now I'm still teaching, but in the primary section. I teach CRE in grade 5 and grade 7.
Wow.
So my work is to minister to the children, give them one-on-one counseling, because you understand that these children are coming from funny backgrounds. Some of them were abandoned while they were still young. And some others have gone through sexual abuse.
Mm-hmm.
So they need emotional healing and spiritual guidance that they can be able to remember that God is there for them, that God has never forgotten about them. Even though God allowed them to go through some difficult situations, He is there to guide them and to give them a brighter future. So my main work is to give them spiritual nourishment, to be there for them, to also narrate my history to them, because I share some kind of a background with them,
mm-hmm.
that being raised by a single mom is not an easy thing. So that is why I'm here. Those are some of the things that I do.
Oh, I love it. I love it. So you work with not only classes, with the groups and individuals as needed for spiritual guidance and even counseling, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Do you meet almost every kid that comes in, or do you wait for them to come ask to talk to you?
Okay, some of them I have to go to them because some of them will not even come. Yeah. They have problems that they will not even feel comfortable to share. So when I identify some cases, I will go to them. I will just want to call them, do an introduction of myself to them, create an interest,
build
be
trust.
A friend, yeah, create rapport to them. Then I will try to ask them, why do you always walk alone? And why do you behave this way? Then at that they will open up and they will tell me, this is what I'm going through. This is what happened before I came to MCM. Mm. And this is what I feel. I feel worthless. Then I give them appointments. So every day I have an appointment with a child. But so some of them will come to me and they will tell me what they want me to help them or what they want me to do to them. And we'll also plan on how we can be meeting. So I always meet with children on a daily basis. And depending on the case of the child, it can take even up to like 6 months working with that child.
Right.
3 months. Maybe even 1 month, depending on the case of that child.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay, so let's pretend we're 5 years down the road or even 10 years, and let's say you're not at Moli anymore for whatever reason. Maybe you will be.
Yeah.
But what have you learned from here? Like, what you go to college, university, learn about a lot, but you have real-world hands-on experience now. Wow. What are you going to take away from Moli?
One thing that is so incredible that I've learned in MCF, and especially from our parents, is that they have patience. Mm. You know, some kids will come here with a very bad attitude. Some of them will be so rude, they will be so difficult to handle. But even when they run away, he will still go for them.
Mm.
When they do these dire mistakes, and like they are big mistakes to us and to our own viewing, but they will forgive.
Show grace.
Forgiveness and show grace to them. And also patience, that even if this person is against you, they don't want even to listen to you, they have that kind of a negative attitude towards you, you have to show them the love and you have to be patient with them. Work with them slowly. And when I started practicing that, I've seen so many kids turn around and we become friends. That is a very powerful weapon. That when I was, maybe if I could have gone outside immediately after school, I could not have found that lesson.
That's right.
Grace
is contagious and it pulls people in because they don't expect it. In a world of injustice, to have somebody give grace, it breaks down barriers,
that's
right?
True. So grace and also forgiveness.
Yeah.
That when you don't forgive, you can't stay with these children. Because some of them have been misbehaving, but dad has been there for them.
Yeah.
He has been always walking with them.
Yeah, what a great lesson.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for taking time. I admire your work. It's great. I hope if I come again, I get to meet you again.
Exactly.
And we're going to have a second interview.
Exactly.
And we'll see what the difference is between this one and what we've learned in a year from now.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, thank you very
much.
It
was a pleasure having you also, and also meeting in the group. You did a wonderful job yesterday.
Yeah, thank you. Thank
God
you very much.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you, too.
Thank you for listening. Be sure to follow on TikTok or Instagram for daily stories Christians need to know. Wanting to increase the reach of your ministry or your church's ability to make disciples? Come to my website for free resources and webinars built exclusively for Christian nonprofits and churches. CreativeDigitalGuide.com helps executive directors and pastors learn how to gain ministry partners to do God-sized missions.